Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about housing construction and its effect on timber prices. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. So, Randy, today we're going into a discussion about housing construction starts and financial circumstances that have affected current timber prices. So I guess the question is, where do you think we should begin our conversation on this subject?
Well, Amy, I think we really have to begin some years ago in 1996 so that we can put in everything into perspective. It's that point that timber prices began to escalate and eventually reach the heights that have never been previously seen. In addition, you also have to realize that growing timber for sawlog potential is a 30 to 40 year investment of both time and money for the forest landowner, and they're expecting a good payday at the end of that time frame. Thus, for forest landowners harvesting timber in the time frame between 1996 and 2007, enjoyed stumpage prices that were far exceeded in the previously priced scene. But we also need to realize that those pine stands being harvested in the late 1990s and early 2000s were just being established in the late 1960s and early 1970s. And no one at that time knew that some 30 to 40 years later that the income derived from these stands would be the highest recorded to date. At the same time, these prices did not go unnoticed, and combined with recreational purchase of timberland, prices began to soar as it seemed that everyone wanted a sort of piece of land of their own that would bring both the ability to produce good income down the road as well as during that time frame they could enjoy recreational value of the land. There was a quote I saw in the Forest to Market that was an article in 2017 that stated it well. It said, increased demand for wood has not depleted the forests of the South, but instead encouraged landowners to invest in productivity improvements that has dramatically increased the amount of wood fiber.
So that explains some things that happened, but what other aspects affected the price of timber in Mississippi?
Well, Amy, for Mississippi, there are a couple other things that happened. The 2008 financial crisis was caused by the subprime mortgage crisis. In February of 2007, existing home sales peaked, but by March, hedge fund groups were borrowing money to make investments. But the market led to higher returns for good markets, but greater losses in bad markets. The result of this was the housing downfall, which is yet to fully recover some 10 years later. With the loss of the housing starts, as well as the overall recession that started in 2008, more bad news was on the horizon with the closure of the International Paper Mill in Courtland, Alabama, which drew considerable amounts of pulpwood from the Northeast Mississippi, and was in competition with Counts Tennessee Mill and the Wickliffe Tennessee Mill that also drew wood from North Mississippi. Today, little if any competition exists for pulpwood in North Mississippi. In the past, typical progression of harvested included trees for the pulpwood market, which uses smaller diameter trees such as those produced from pine's first thinnings, larger trees that were unsuitable for sawlog quality, allowing the remaining trees to grow to larger size or intermediate size for the chip and saw market, which were only the best trees left after that and which were destined to higher value markets such as plywood, saw timber, and poles. So with the loss of the pulpwood market, this greatly impacted the overall aspect of utilizing timber when the planting strategy was at a much higher number of trees per acre.
Well, that does explain a lot, Randy. So we don't have time to include your recommendations for those who are thinking about getting into the timber industry or are already in the industry. But there is still money to be made, and we will be talking about some recommendations in future segments. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.